Aloha, dear listener, and welcome back to another episode of Theater of Delights, today's top audio stories, here in the Pleasure Zone. When we last left our heroes, they had just defeated the nefarious Team Carriage in gang-style monster combat. What will be next on Dick's quest to master all monsters? This is Gran Nidorino, Episode 3. Give me the cuck badge!
I wanna drink 100 beers and sit on my porch. Please get off of my porch. I was in a war.
Youch!
That's right, Emily. Once again, I am whacking your knuckles with a ruler. 2 days in a row now.
Ooh, my little hand.
You think you can just join a gang in this household and yo-yo-yo your way through life?
I'm sorry, Grandpa. I thought Team Carriage just wanted to meet Nidorino and be friends.
I don't have time for your thugging around when you're supposed to be making me woke enough to clone my dead wife.
Well, look who's coming down the stairs. It's me, Clark, the one holding this whole family together.
Not now, Clark. I'm physically abusing your daughter.
That will have to wait, Dad. I was just going through Mom's stuff upstairs when I found this.
What is that, a tampon?
It's an Ultra Ball.
It's an Ultra Ball. You can tell by the big U on it and how it's a ball.
Might as well be hoo-ha to me. Now let me get back to beating my granddaughter.
Do you even have any idea what this is for? It's an Ultra Ball.
Is it for putting your hair in a pretty little braid?
You use an Ultra Ball to catch high-level Pokemon. Grandma must have been trying to be the best like no one ever was.
And that explains why she was at that volcano, where she died by falling into a pit of lava. She wasn't on a stroll, like you said.
So what?
When did Mom start catching Pokemon?
I don't know what you're talking about. Dorothy liked cleaning the house and speaking when spoken to. She wasn't some pink hair who sees you across the room and wants to battle.
I went to the bank today. There are 6 full PC boxes in Grandma's name.
Wow!
That's it. I'm getting up. If anyone needs me, I'll be in the garage oiling my Nidorino.
When are you going to open your eyes and see your wife was trying to catch a Magmar?
Why don't you seismic toss my balls, Clark?
We have that meeting settling Mom's estate tomorrow. All these Pokemon are going to be listed.
I'll tell you what's listed. My c*** in your head.
And now it's the next day, and we're going through Dorothy's estate here. I'm Father Blass, and in addition to running the local Catholic church and flying-type gym, I am a lawyer, because the hustle never sleeps.
Let's get this over with, Padre. I got a lot of the void to stare into today.
As a lawyer, I must heed your wishes, Dick. But I admit, as your priest, I do have concerns for your eternal soul.
Go suck off a Charizard, Father. What's in the will?
Let me get that open here. I'm flipping through some pages. Nope, this is a 500-page dossier on the TM Dig. Must be under that.
Father Blast! Do you think I'll get some of Grandma's monsters?
She didn't have any monsters. We're here to find out where she left the damn TiVo remote.
I'm sorry for your loss, Dick, but that kind of information won't be covered in this meeting.
Just read the paper, Four Eyes.
Here it is. Dorothy Stars and Stripes' Last Will and Testament. Apologies for the delay. I am wearing a lot of hats here.
I hope Mom left me my precious childhood ball.
Ahem. Welcome to my will and testament. It's me, Dorothy. And if you're reading this, I am dead. Most likely from baking a cake, or sitting very quietly.
See?
First of all, I would like to give Clark's precious childhood ball...
Yes?
...to the trash.
No!
Clark, you're a grown man, and as such, you can never touch a ball again. How are you, as a grown man, touching a ball?
It says that? All of that is in the will.
I'm afraid so, Clark. There's actually 3 more paragraphs fleshing out her reasoning on this.
Yeah, skip those. Where's the remote?
Okay, I'm panning down here. To Dick, the blue mountains upon the cores of my heart. I leave my hidden treasure trove of pocket monsters.
Fuck me!
I told you!
Dick, in the years since Clark left the nest, I needed something to do while you repeatedly mowed the lawn with that terrible Nidorino. And I caught over 180 pocket monsters in the pursuits of being the number one monster mistress.
This bitch!
To prove I am not a communist, I give these Pokemon to you as my husband and master. Passing to my granddaughter, Emily, only a skirt, since that's a girl thing, I guess.
Aww.
Well, that's it for me. Did the skirt, the ball, and the treasure trove. End note here. And that's what it says.
You can take those monsters and shove them up your ass. Where's the damn TiVo?
It doesn't say, Dick.
Do you know how long it's been since I've seen Hell's Kitchen? It's been days.
I'm taking off my suit jacket and draping on my long black cloak.
No, no, none of this.
I'm transforming into God's vassal. Here we go. I'm a priest now. Dick, I'm worried for you.
Go to hell.
You don't appear to have accepted your wife's death in any way. I've heard tell from Officer John you tried to clone her from a hair in a Pokemon tube.
That's right, you penguin fuck. And I'll do it, too.
This is a state of denial. As a matter of fact, there's someone I want you to talk to.
Alakazam!
No, no.
Dick, this is Alakazam.
Wow!
You can tell it's a strong monster because it's holding two spoons that are all messed up. And I want it to tell your fortune.
Wow, that's a great honor.
It's an incredible honor, Dick. And I'll be very offended if you don't let Alakazam tell your fortune.
Like I'm getting near that yellow...
Alakazam!
You've offended Alakazam with that statement.
Just do what it says.
Give Alakazam your hands.
Fine. I'm putting my hands on the spoons, on Alakazam's spoons.
Alakazam!
Now Alakazam is moving the spoons with his mind to rub your little palms.
Pause, by the way. Pause on this whole thing. For being sus.
He's finished. I'm turning to speak with Alakazam.
Alakazam.
Really?
Alakazam.
Get your coat, kids. I don't want to get tricked into more doodahs with this jerk.
I've never heard anything like this before. Alakazam says the spoon's message is unusually clear. Your future will take your trouble and make it double.
But that's the slogan for the Clone Corporation.
That settles it. Our training continues today until I'm woke enough to clone my wife.
Dick, these fortunes can be extremely powerful. We should really consider them. And I say that as a Catholic priest.
Father, next time you see me, I'll be so woke you go rainbow blind. Here we are a short while later at the barber shop. The least woke place there is. This is the next step of our training, Emily. Which is why Clark isn't here. Because he ruins everything, and I'm ashamed to call him my son.
Oh, is that Dick Stars and Stripes over here? I thought I smelled crow pussy.
Tony Pasta, you dried up meatball. I want you to meet my granddaughter, Emily.
Nice to meet you, little girl. I hope you don't mind if I disparage your heritage liberally.
Nice to meet you, Tony Pasta.
Why don't you suck off the Hun?
Tony's one of the only fellas left in town who hasn't been silenced by the woke mob. If you can wokeify this place, that clone shop will have no choice but to revive my dead wife slash house slave.
Ain't good luck trying. I cut men's hair for a living.
Yes, sir.
Speak of the devil. It's time I got a trim, you meatball. Let me into one of those high chairs.
Oh, meatball is too far. I'm Tony Pasta for crying out loud.
Ha ha. I'm sitting in the high chair now, and you're putting a bib on me. Do your magic with your marinara hands.
What do you want, Dick? Another square one?
Yep. Make my head look like a square.
Good. That's the only one I can do.
What are you waiting for, Pipsqueak? Woke up the place.
You know what's a word you can't say anymore?
Ha ha. I know that's right, Tony. You gonna let him get away with that?
Nobody stops Tony Pasta. I'm a titan of ignorance.
You see this guy? They're gonna take away your Antifa license, kid.
Grandpa, I don't know what you want.
come on. Woke it up in here. My head's almost square already.
Now that kind of reminds me of...
Go, Lickitung!
Lickitung. Oh, Dick, what's this pussy owl doing in my shop?
Now, hold on, Tony.
Paralyze him!
Lickitung! Oh, no, oh, God!
Tony, pasta!
Dick, get it off! It's licking me! I can't feel my legs!
Emily, stop it!
I thought this is what you wanted!
You're paralyzing Tony Pasta!
It's licking me!
Lickitung, return!
What's the matter with you? I thought you were gonna ask to talk to the manager or something.
We can spray him with a paralyze heal.
Look at him, you paralyzed Tony Pasta.
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
So that's it, huh? The only way to be woke is to do stuff like that. Fight your way to the top, is that it?
Well, you gotta get all the gym badges.
The what now?
If you want to be Monster Master, you gotta defeat the gym leaders for their gym badges.
So paralyzed. I pissed in my pants.
It's me, Father Blast again later. Just another day doing priest stuff at the church where I work. Oh, gotta restock the bread.
All right, Noodle Dick. If you're done molesting kids for the day, it's time to fight.
Nerito!
Dick, so nice to see you twice in one day. Oh, and you brought in an arena this time.
That's right, Father Blast. We're here for your gym badge.
Really? That's wonderful. Well, strong goals are one of the best ways to conquer grief.
I'm going to rip that badge from your cold body, you pervasaur, and then I'm going to clone my dead wife in a tube.
Dick, I would love to share my Wings of Christ badge with you. It helps to tame flying Pokemon through level 40, but that's only if you can beat my dreaded Golbat.
Golbat? That's the blue rat with the mouth extra wide to fit more cocks.
I see. You're taunting me. Just give me one moment to put down all this unleavened bread I'm holding.
Father Blast, I challenge you to a monster fight.
This won't be much of a fight. Instead, it will be a winged predator descending on his prey. Fly, Golbat!
Golbat.
The air is where pussies from the Navy hide. Come and fight on the ground like a Marine. Right, Nidorino?
Golbat, lower his defenses with a screech!
Ah, Nidorino! Your defense is slightly lower now. You look the same, but I can just tell your defense is lower.
It's in the way he carries himself.
What's wrong, Dick? Defense too low?
Nidorino, shoot him with your gun!
Golbat!
Nice try, Dick, but Golbat is a little more swift than the children you murdered overseas. As a matter of fact, here comes his quick attack!
Nidorino!
Damn, my Nidorino got hit by the quick attack and took slightly more damage than usual, I'm guessing.
Not so big now when terror rules the skies.
Six more hits like that, and I'm finished.
Grandpa, use your horn attack. It's where the Nidorino does the horn stuff.
How the fuck is that gonna work?
It hits 3 to 4 times. It's horn attack.
Fuck it. What? Sure, whatever. Shoot it, Nidorino.
We didn't take any damage and got another quick attack in. I'm doing really well.
Grandpa, you gotta do it! For Grandma!
That's right. For Grandma. Nidorino, I don't know what we're doing here, but it's time to horn attack.
Nidorino! Nidorino!
Nidorino is flying through the air!
No! That's where my Golbat is!
Yeah, alright. Horn him with your horn!
It hit 2 times!
Golbat!
God, look at how fucked up he is. His wing is all full of horn holes. He's just fucking fucked up.
Golbat, no!
With Father Blast's Wings of Christ badge in hand, can anything stop Dick and his amazing Nidorino? Find out on the next episode of Theater of Delights!